And we are live. Yeah, hello folks, good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of The Imprint. Sincere apologies for the slight delay. It's been crazy, struggling with networking at Korea and all of that. But yeah, it's awesome to have you guys here again, and I welcome you guys once again to tonight's episode of The Imprint. It's been a crazy week. It's Thursday already. Crazy week. A whole lot has been going on this week. A whole lot. I mean, I had a test this week, and we'll see. It was a really crazy test. Yeah. But anyhow, most has to go be. Yeah. So tonight we'll be discussing a very important topic. Before even going into tonight, yeah. Last week was very, very, very wonderful. Yeah, we had our topic was question everything. Yeah, how that we're supposed to, you know, ask questions and a lot of things. And then, you know, the speakers were awesome. We didn't really have any invited speaker per se, but then you know how we do it here on the Imprint now, interactive podcast. Yeah, people came here and it made a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, we had people saying different stuff that made a lot of sense, like Oriye Iyanuayo talked about how asking questions the basis of thinking, and thinking is the basis of humanity. Yeah, he also said that the man that can ask questions is the man that can realize his own problems and the problems in society, and also mobilize resources to solve them. Yeah, because it is one thing to actually identify problems, it's another thing to actually solve them. Yeah, so it was crazy. We also had to know actually women who said a lot, said ask yourself questions. Yeah, if you're scared to ask people questions, you know, one person you should not be scared to ask questions is yourself. Yeah, he also said how that. As much as you ask questions, you should also be a good listener. Yeah, and then to round it up, we have to hear you to say something very, very important. He mentioned that the greatest form of questioning is in-depth questioning. Yeah, how that you look inwards to yourself and find answers to questions through meditation. So it was a very, very interesting section last week. And tonight, I'll be going a step further. We're talking about losses. Yeah, losses are lessons. You know, I was motivated to put in this topic. You know, I already planned how the whole imprint to go. You know, for how long it to run, and then. And then I looked at it. I said a lot of people they see losses as a plague. Yeah, they see losses as an attack on their ego. Yeah, they see losses as you know, a lot of things. Yeah, they attach negativity to losses. Yeah, and I believe it should not be so. Yeah, it should not be so. I mean, if we do that, you know, we tag ourselves as losers, we tend to believe that what we're trying to get, you know, is personally against us, and it is not true most of the time. Yeah, and this is very wrong. Instead, we should actually believe that every loss gets us closer to a win. I mean, this is the mentality I always imbibe here, especially in my trading aside, itself in life. Yeah, in life, anytime you make a loss, just believe that, yeah, the next thing that's coming is going to be a win. And even when you win, believe that the next thing that's coming will be a loss. Yeah, it goes both ways. Yeah. So tonight, yeah, I'll be speaking. Although even when I'm speaking, yeah, there will be still chances for people to, you know how we do it on the imprint now. People would make their opinions, we hear people would say a lot of things and all of that. Yeah. So tonight, yeah, I'll be talking about how losses are lessons, and I'll be telling you five powerful lessons, you know, you can learn from losses. Five powerful lessons you can learn from losses. All right. So before we kick off tonight, yeah, anybody who wants to speak, yeah, you know, just tell us how your week went. You know, let's just interact, you know, rub minds a bit before we dive into. Yeah, before we dive into tonight's topic, anybody who just wants to rub minds, yeah. So you can just signify in the All right, since nobody wants to do that, I guess we'll just jump into our plan for today. I'm having terrible issue with network. I don't even know if I'm still audible. Okay, I think I'm still audible. I'm having very terrible issue with network. So you guys are just going to have to be able to me, please. You're going to have to be able to me, yeah. Terrible issue with network. All right. Yeah, I'm back. Okay, so we'll be getting started now. So yeah, turning losses into lessons. So we'll go from turning losses into lessons, yeah, to learning five powerful lessons, you know, from losses. All right. So yeah, first of all, before we get started, yeah, I just want you guys to know that there's one quote I like so much by Michael Jordan, yeah. My favorite quote concerning failure. Yeah, and he said something, yeah. He said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game winning shots and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about this quote is that he awards, you know, the responsibility for his success. Yeah, he awards it to his failure. I don't know if you get points, like the number of times he has failed and all of that, he gives the praise to his failure. Yeah, you know, I love this quote so much because it reminds me that no success is possible if we're not willing to experience failure. Yeah, mark that, no success is possible if we're not willing to experience failure. See, failure is simply part of the process of eventually winning. Yeah, in the process, you know, to get to the expected end, to win, to do whatever you want to do, yeah, process, I mean, failure is part of the process. If we imbibe that mentality, yeah, whenever we feel, just know that, yeah, a normal thing. You know, I said something, yeah, when people fail, yeah, in different things, then trying to try out the business, just see that as a business experience, yeah. Like, yes, it's part of, you know, trying to get to where you want to get to, yeah. So he pointed out that failure has to be part of the process, yeah. And the truth is, you don't just have to accept failure as part of the process, no, and move on. No, you have to be open to learn lessons that come with those failures. That's the important part, yeah. It's not just you about accepting that, yes, failure is part of the process, and then you keep failing over and over and over again, and you're not doing things differently. No, you fail, yeah, and you now accept failure as part of the process, and then you open yourself to learn lessons that come with those failure, so that in the future, you are less likely to fail, okay? So the key ingredient when it comes to bouncing back from failure is taking lessons from the mistakes you've made, yeah? Failure is inevitable, like I've said. You cannot escape failure, no matter what. It's part of the process to winning. Whenever you fail, yeah, you have to imbibe and understand, yeah, that there are lessons to be learned from those times you have failed. Yeah, so learning from it is a choice, which is necessary if we're going to fail well and avoid the mistakes in the future. Yeah, because there's bad failure and there's good failure. Good failure is a failure you learn lessons from. So if you want to have good failure, yeah, in quotes, if you want to have good failure, learn from the times you failed, on the mistakes you made, yeah, and avoid the same mistakes in the future. Yeah. So I'll just go ahead to mute everybody so we don't have interference, because I think we're having interference. Someone is unmuted. Just give me a second to handle the audio issues. All right. So moving on, yeah. Learning from failure, actually, like I said, you know, I mentioned that failure is part of the process, yeah, and then you have to learn from the mistakes and the number of times you failed. Yeah, so learning from failure is a conscious decision. Yeah. It's something you have to be intentional about, and it requires acknowledging when something has gone wrong and owning one's part in it. Yeah, today on my trading group, because I have a group here where, you know, I share trade ideas sometimes, and then when I win, I post my wins. They aside my status. Yeah, it's not my wins, I post on my status. Yeah, something happened here. I took a trade, yeah, EURUSD, obviously, it was a buy, and then someone else sold. Yeah, I won't mention his name. Yeah, he sold. Yeah, I didn't argue with him when he was selling and all of that, because I don't like arguing my trade ideas with anybody. Once I post my trade idea, if you agree with it, fine. If you don't, not fine. Because I might be wrong too. Yeah, there's a probability I might be wrong. So I do not even try to, you know, argue my trade ideas and all of that. But what happened was that I won the trade, he lost the trade, and he started blaming the loss to a fundamental news and all of that. I was like, yeah, chill out. Do not blame the markets for your losses. I mean, own up to your losses. That's why you have apply risk management and all of that. Yeah. So what am I trying to bring out here? Owning up to your losses or your failures is a very, very powerful thing. Yeah. The most powerful thing we have in any failure is owning up, owning our part in it and fixing it. Yeah. you know, as much as we understand that failure is part of the process and there are things, there are lessons to be learned from the failure, yeah, you should also own up to that failure, own up to your failure and fix it. Yeah, it is easy, it's easy to see what other people should or should have done or should not, should or should have not done. Yeah, but always own up to your failure. Yeah, the factors that were out of your control, yeah, you don't have to blame those factors. Yeah, because you definitely have certain things under your control. Work on those ones under your control. Yeah. Because one thing I understand is that the only person that can control us is ourselves. Yeah. And what does this eliminate any leverage to being able to change the result later? Yeah. So always own up to your failures and learn from them. Okay. And figure out how to keep that part from happening again. Yeah, how that it doesn't happen again. That's the important thing. I've mentioned certain things. Yeah, I said failure is part of the process. Yeah, and aside you acknowledging that failure is part of the process, you have to learn, you know, from those failures. Because if you don't learn, you keep on failing, you are just wasting your own time. Yeah, so there are lessons to be learned from failures, from losses. All right, then own up to these losses, own up to it, and learn from it. Yeah, you know, while some of us are able to own up to our failures, a whole lot of people have problems with own up with their failures. Because until you own up to your failures, yeah, you cannot actually move on from them. Okay, if you don't own up to it, then you cannot move on from there. Okay, if you don't own up to your failures, you cannot move on from them. Moving on means, you know, keeping them behind you. That's after you've learned lessons from them. And until you own up to it, you cannot move on from your failures. And what happens when you cannot move on? You know, you let your failure paralyze you from moving forward into the future. All right, so after you've understood that failure is part of the process, yeah, and then you learn lessons from them, you have to own up to that failure and move on from it, all right? Or the losses. Now, the next thing is to get back up. Yeah, get back up. This is where many people have problem with. Yeah, I think this is more of a psychological problem. Because like I said, yeah, I took a course on psychology sometime during the holiday December last year, and it has really helped me. Yeah, it made me see pain in a different way. Yeah, although I was taught this thing in school, you know, the whole thing about pain and pleasure and hedonism and all of that, yeah, you know, all this logic and philosophy, but then I went a step further, you know, to understand the concept of emotional pain. You see, pain is a reaction in our brain that tells us not to do something again. That's simply what pain is. Yeah. All these things we feel, yeah, it is our brain that is giving us, you know, these reactions and all that. So pain is a reaction in our brain that tells us not to do something again. Now, this is great. Yeah, pain is actually a great reaction or a great thing to feel whenever you're hurting yourself, actually, maybe like touching a hot stove or, you know, or hitting your hand or your leg or, you know, against something, you know, that kind of thing. But emotional pain, you know, is one that comes from failure. There's physical pain here, hurting yourself and all those examples I mentioned. But emotional pain comes, you know, the one that comes from failure, it has to be channeled, you know, you have to rewire it the way we neuroassociate with it. Sorry, I'm using big words here. These are words I learned from neuro psychology. But neuroassociation is basically how you look at something, you know, based on your neuropsychology or neuroscience. So I don't know the word. Yeah. But the point I'm trying to make is emotional pain, you know, that comes from failure has to be channeled to eliminate an element that didn't work, not to eliminate the entire project. What do I say? Yeah, the pain you feel, yeah. For example, you're working towards something, yeah. What do you do? Yeah, when you feel that pain, you have to channel that pain to something else. You have to channel that pain, that energy you're feeling from that pain, to something else. And what are you channeling to? You're channeling to learning from that pain, learning from what caused it, learning from, you know, re-strategizing and all of that, instead of you trying to eliminate the whole project, yeah. So that's one thing. That's another thing that you need to understand. Yeah, getting back up means rechanneling the whole understanding of emotional pain. Yeah, because even when some people move on from failures, from losses, and all of that, yeah, they find it difficult to, you know, to continue. Even after they claimed as being in their past, they find it difficult to continue. Yeah. So you have to be able to get back up. How do you that rechannel your understanding of pain? Yeah. So I mentioned a whole lot tonight, and we've not even started. Yeah. Another thing I'd like to mention, yeah, is that if you are not failing, then you are not learning. Yeah. Understand one thing. The only people who fail, yeah, are people who are brave enough to try something that they haven't done before. I mean, if you try your normal routine, it's difficult for you to fail. I mean, trying to take your bath, you cannot fail when you're taking your bath. Or maybe you are trying to, you know, go to class, you cannot feel, I mean, on your way to class. I don't know if you get the point, or maybe you're trying to cook or eat, you cannot feel. But it's when you try something new, that's when failure happens. Yeah. So if once you fail, yeah, once you are failing, you have to understand that yes, I'm trying to learn something, that's why I'm failing. All right. So people who never seem to fail are either not trying anything, you know, or or others are not close enough to see the times that they have to try again. But my point is, yeah, if you're not failing, then you're not learning. So anytime you fail, understand that you're trying to attain a new height, you're trying to get something new. Yeah. So getting stuck in difficult moments is the arch nemesis to falling well. Yeah, or failing well rather. Failing well. Yeah. Failure is a necessary step on the road to progress. Like I said, it is part of the process. It's something that you must encounter. Yeah. That's why I say we need to rewire our thinking to understanding, you know, what emotional pain is. Yeah, it is part of the journey, you know, that will not settle for stagnation. Yeah. So that's what failure is. That's what losses are. The choice comes in whether we fail, learn, move on, or fail and refuse to learn and get stuck. Yeah. So we can fail, learn, and move on. Yeah. Or we can fail, you know, fail again, refuse to learn and get stuck in the same place, keep on failing. Yeah. So failure is simply an opportunity to acknowledge that an attempt was made or didn't go as planned. But then that means you have another opportunity to get it right. That's one interesting, very, very interesting thing about failure. Yeah. When you fail, you have another opportunity there. Like Marvelous Macaulay always says, or he posts on his status, there's a constant flow of opportunities. I always hammer on this. Yeah. A lot of people, and that reason why they find the cost more from failure is that when they fail, they believe that this is the end of the road. No, it is not the end of the road. There are so many other times you can try again. There are so many opportunities. There are so many things you can do to, you know, change or channel. So that's one aspect, yeah. So moving on, yeah, I would like to talk about in as much as I've talked about failure, I would like to talk about I would like to talk about when we're doing well, when we're actually winning, when things are working. When things are constantly working out the way we want them to, yeah, the funny thing is we don't learn how resilient we are or how resistant we are to failure. Yeah. All right, apologies for that break here. So I was trying to make a point. Yeah, I said when we win constantly, yeah, when things constantly work out for us or things going our way, yeah, we do not learn how resilient we are. Yeah, I'll make a very quick example. Yeah, I always like to bring to my trading. Yeah, one funny thing about trading is that if you win a trade, yeah, a first trade, let's say you just found an account and win your first trade, yeah, and they win the second trade and they win the third trade, there's this euphoria you get, or this excitement you feel. That yes, you now believe that you're unstoppable. That's a very, very bad feeling. You see, that's even worse than when you fail once, or maybe when you lose your first trade, your second trade, and your third trade. Yeah, I actually prefer that when I start trading, I lose my first one or two trades. Yeah, because yes, you're actually not unstoppable, and then things can actually go wrong. But you see, the moment you just get in and then things are just going well for you, you just know that the time you fall, oh my god. But then I've actually become resistant to that, because I now understand. Yeah, I understand. It's one thing I keep at back of my mind whenever I take a trade, that once I win a trade, any trade, anytime I win, it means I'm closer to a loss. And anytime I lose, it means I'm closer to a win. So this kind of encourages me and also keeps me in check at the same time. So you see, when things constantly work out the way we want them to, yeah, we don't learn how resilient we are. We don't develop tenacity. Yeah, we don't develop the grit. We don't understand how much we can experience and actually survive or thrive. Yeah. At that point, you don't even realize that what kills us makes us stronger. Because I believe this quote, you know, what kills us makes us stronger, must have come from a place of, you know, constant losing and losses and failures and all of that. I mean, you see that it is even these downtimes that actually build us to become, that actually build us to keep us going for the journey ahead. Yeah. I mean, think of someone who has not failed before. Would they even think of what kills us makes us stronger? You see, so it is these downtimes, yeah, that actually make us understand how resilient we are, how resistant we can get to falls, you know. And one thing, the sooner we get an up close glimpse of failure, yeah, the sooner we can practice becoming a determined person rather than a privileged person. Yeah, like I said, I don't believe in chances or luck. Fine, you can believe in luck. Yeah, I don't believe in luck. I believe anybody
that received anything or anything has happened to, yeah, must have been as a result of the effort the person has put in, you know, some other time. But the only thing we receive for free, actually, yeah, is the grace of God and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of that. And even that was not really free, because Jesus paid the price, yeah. You know, we Christians believe that, yeah, Jesus came and died for our sins and all of that, and then we've come into the marvelous life and receive grace and all of that, yeah. Even that was worked for by somebody, Jesus Christ. So there's basically nothing free. So anytime someone tells you, oh, this is a lock, just shun the person quickly, because nothing like that exists. Everything we get must have been as a result of an effort you put in some other time. So the sooner we get an up-close glimpse of failure, the sooner we understand, you know, the how failure is patterned, the sooner we can practice becoming a determined person, because now that anything is possible, we can actually fail, you know, rather than becoming a privileged person. The sooner we learn that we can be amazing and still lose and come back even stronger, yeah, the sooner we can learn that whether we win or lose doesn't damn who we are, yeah, but how we show up and how we get back in the game does. I always see something on my status here. One interesting thing about trading is how you come back regardless of the outcome. Yeah, you can go fail. I mean, most of my wins, yeah, because I post my losses too, but the truth is, before I actually win, sometimes I make 2-3 losses. The trade I made today, you know, that was making so much noise on my status. Before I actually took that trade, I made two losses this morning, but then a win came. Imagine I'd said because of that loss or those losses I made, I sat on my hands and I'm not trading again or wanting, or you get this. But because I know that the outcome doesn't really determine the next outcome or the next result, yeah, but how I show up, how I handle it, what I learn from it, yeah. So that's one thing. That's one thing we need to understand. Yeah, we should stop being afraid to fail. Yeah, collect failures. You know the way people go about collecting what they call this thing. Forgotten what it is, but you know the way people go about, you know, all those things we see at this, yeah, jewels. People go around collecting jewels, yeah, and keeping them and saying, yeah, these are privileged and these are precious things, and that's how you collect failures, yeah. Collect failures like jewels and tuck them in the pocket. You're not talking them because you just remember your failure and cause, but because you know there are lessons to be learned from those losses. Okay. Remember that for each failure, yeah, you learn something and you grow in the direction that you will have not if you had not failed. Yeah. I'll recap. Remember that for each failure, yeah, you have learned something and that you are going to grow in the direction that you have not grown, yeah, if you had not failed. So see failure as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to expand your horizon. Yeah. Heck, if we've not failed, there are many people who don't even think of next four solutions. Because Web 2 failed, that's why Web 3 came up. Because Web 1 failed, that's why Web 2 came up. Yeah. So if something doesn't fail, people don't even strive for the next level of technology. It's because charcoal and wood failed, in that they were producing smoke and all of that. That's why people came up with fuel and now we have electricity and all of that. Yeah. Because those things failed, that's why people come up. Failures give room for innovation. Yeah, that's one interesting thing about failures. Yeah, so see failure as an opportunity to learn. Because to go failed us, that's why we moved to Facebook. Facebook failed us, we moved to WhatsApp and then Instagram and then Twitter and then just like that. Yeah. So because those things failed, failure not necessarily failure, but because it failed to provide the things we want them to provide. Heck, what happens? We move on. Innovation comes up. Yeah. So when we stop failing, we stop growing. Yeah. Take it from me. When we stop failing, we stop growing. That's just one fact you need to understand. So failure is definitely part of the process to growth. All right. So now I'm going straight to the five powerful lessons. Although I know you might have learned a lot of lessons, but I'm going to five powerful lessons that losing can teach you. Yeah. You know, one thing is we focus so much on winners, so much on how many times we win that we don't focus on the journey of losses. Yeah. Oftentimes significant ones. Yeah. That we experience along the way, but I'll just be jumping straight to the powerful lessons you can learn from losing. Yeah, one thing losing can teach is that it takes time to figure out what you want, and you learn it from doing what you don't like. Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, you see, what you want to achieve, you're going to learn it from doing what you don't like, and you definitely don't like, you know, being determined. Like, determination is very difficult. You definitely don't like being consistent. You don't enjoy being doing it. But as you grow up, yeah, one of the biggest questions. All right, so as you grow up, yeah, there's one question we ask repeatedly, yeah. Even if people don't ask you directly, you ask yourself that, what will you choose to do with your life? You know, it is often thought as one of the most difficult decisions you make, yeah, what you do with your life. A lot of times, yeah, most of us, before we even came to the place we are right now, yeah, we've thought and thought, okay, what am I going to do that? Like many of us even have a pattern for life yet. Yes, myself included. To be honest, I didn't even know what I'm going to do in my life, basically. Yeah. But this is one question that comes to mind sometimes. You know, you just sit down and ponder, what are you going to do in your life? Yeah. And you're often made to feel like if you don't get the decision right, your future is doomed. Yeah, that's why many people spend, you know, decades or years in specific areas that are not really rewarding to them, or that not even give them the fulfillment they need. This is also why others have become paralyzed with fear when they have to learn something new or, you know, make a career change or transition. But the thing is, it's only in having those collective experiences that you learn who you are. It's only in, you know, it's only in not understanding what you want to get in life that you now eventually get what you want in life. Yeah, it's only in failing to, you know, be successful that you actually become successful. So you have to, you know, go through, you know, those collective experiences, you know, before you learn who you are. The things you thrive in doing, the things you absolutely don't want to do, yeah, those are the things you actually have to go through, yeah, for you to actually get what you want. So it takes time to figure out what you want and learn it from doing what you don't want. So what you want to achieve, what you want to, you know, make so much noise about and brag about that, yes, this is me, this is what I got, yeah. The only way you are going to achieve that, the only way you are going to figure out that, you know, is by doing what you don't enjoy doing, by doing what you don't like, yeah. Second lesson, yeah, that I want to point out from everything I've said is that it is only in failure that you learn to win. Understand that it's in failure that you learn to win, it's in losing that you learn to win. Yeah. If you look at anyone who has thrived, yeah, in any particular area of expertise, yeah, starting from Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos, you know, to Bill Gates, to everybody, yeah, I know some are saying, some are giving their dropout stories, Steve Jobs and all of that, you know, top guys have made it, yeah. Every single person, you know, has tried. Yeah, no matter how successful they are, yeah, no matter how successful you are, you hear how many times that you were repeatedly rejected, their ideas were rejected. Even this movie, yeah, what's the name of this movie? Acrimony, where we have Taraji Henson and this other guy. Yeah, you know how many times that guy went with his project, you know, trying to pitch his ideas to somebody and he kept on failing. I'm not going to talk about the whole jealousy pattern of that, but what I'm trying to bring out is the number of times he failed before he eventually got to even hear. At the beginning, maybe we didn't even want to hear his idea before he eventually got his idea ahead and all of that. Yeah, so there'll be times when you get repeated, when you get rejected repeatedly. Yeah, you know, oftentimes many people knows and yeses, understand that. Yeah, you're going to have no more knows than yeses. There's no short route to success. Yeah, if you want for that proof, you can go out and look at the biographies of these people I've mentioned. Yeah. You have Oprah, we have Lin-Manuel Miranda, you have Deepak Chopra, yeah, you know, a whole lot of them, even Donald Trump himself, yeah, a whole lot of people. It's not that they didn't lose, yeah. In fact, they lost a lot. That's the truth. You see, most of the people who have actually attained this height of success, they have actually lost more than you, that you're complaining about the small thing you lost, yeah. But the difference is that they kept persisting for years to figure out their journey, yeah. Most of the people, they didn't just start and then boom, they just found that easy path they want to go. No. They spent time in doing the things they didn't want to do. It was in failure. Yeah, it was in losing. They now learned that, okay, yeah, this is the way. Yeah. They didn't allow those losses to derail them. No, or sidetrack them from moving forward. And even if they don't make it, you know, even they didn't make it, you know, big time, yeah. There are countless examples. Yeah, even if we don't have to talk about those that made it big time, there are countless examples of others who may have not have reached, you know, that height, that zenith, that pinnacle, yeah, what, you know, we tag as success, but they found ways to make big impact, small impact, you know, by learning to use what they enjoy doing to teach, inspire, motivate others, you know. But the point I'm trying to bring out is, it's only in failure that you learn to win. You have to walk that path. You have to walk that route, yeah, before you actually get to where you want to get to. Now, another thing I want you to understand is that your pathway is unique to you. Yeah, this is one thing. And this is even something we're going to handle as a topic, probably social anxiety or something, yeah. How that the influence we get from others, you know, makes us want to bend our ways or bend our goals and all of that. No, understand that your pathway is unique to you. It's hard to keep this in mind, yeah, obviously, because of the distractions, countless distractions, yeah. You know, people telling you what your life should look like and all of that, who you should marry, you should not marry, how many kids you should have, and you know, what you need to do to make you happy, you know, the kind of house you should build, the kind of, you know, cars you should buy and all of that, yeah. A lot of people come and try to influence, you know, try to fit their own dreams into other people's, you know, into other people's life, and you try to define other people's life for them, what their dream life should look like. You know, it is very difficult to understand that your pathway is unique, you know, with all these distractions. But yet we see time and time again that these things don't necessarily lead to people being happy long term. Yeah, trust me, will not lead to you being happy long term. And that's actually the goal there. That as much money as we have here, we are comfortable and happy with these things. Yeah. So understand that your pathway is unique here. Despite these distractions, yeah, we don't have to, you know, try to bend our ways, you know, to fulfill people's desires. That you are more in sync with your talent, aspirations than anyone else would be. That's one thing. You are the best person that understands your goal. Yeah. Your idea is unique. Yeah. Although, yes, no idea, no single idea is unique, basically. Yeah. But in this context, your idea your goal is unique, because everybody can have the same idea but different goals. Yeah, we talked about this in goal setting and all of that. Yeah, but 100,000 people can have the same idea but different goals. Goals being what they are trying to attain or achieve with that idea. Yeah, that's where the difference now comes in. Yeah, so understand that you are unique, your pathway is unique. Yeah, so how does this relate to failure? This means that the fact that someone else failed in something doesn't mean you're also going to fail. And the fact that someone else won, you know, in something or didn't lose in something doesn't mean you are going to win. Yeah. Everybody's pathway is different, it's unique. All right. And don't try to bend your way to fit people's desires. Do not. Be always particular about your happiness to a large degree. Yeah. So still two more powerful points to make, but before I move on, yeah, I would like to, you know, just hear from others. I've been talking for the past 34 minutes. Yeah. Wow, a lot of things in the comment section I would love to read. Passionate pointed out something. They say, what doesn't kill us or makes us stronger? Yeah. So for each failure, you learn something that puts you in the direction you might not have gone if you had not failed. Yes. Yeah, that was something I said. Yeah. When we stop failing, we stop growing. Failure is part of the process. Yeah. I like the fact that you guys are, you know, taking note of these things I'm saying. So when you fail and you ask yourself the right questions, you will be able to answer yourself, then win the next one. Definitely. You'll definitely learn to win from failure. Yeah. When you fail, okay, I agree. Asking questions of the reason why this failed. Yeah, exactly. So that aside, if I move on, I would just love to hear from one or two persons. Yeah, you know, contribute, make your contributions. Let's see what you think about failure or what I've said so far. You know, if you think I've said some things that, you know, not go down well with you, you unmute yourself and speak. So yeah, just raise your hand if you want to speak quickly. I'd love that we do not actually expand the whole 1 hour today, or tonight rather, that we have, we live out on time for chit chat and all of that. Anybody raising up hands? Before we move on, yeah, I would love to welcome Diamond to tonight's episode. I mean, we've not had Diamond for the past 3 weeks. Also, yeah, I see he has been very busy. He has been quite busy, doing a lot and all. That one is nice to hear from you. Come on, yes, sir, from you. That one. This is one of our speakers of the imprint. Yeah, he has handled a whole lot of episodes. He has handled, I think, about 2 episodes there about, and he has, you know, she had so much knowledge, made so much sense to us. So that one, you guys, I lost here from here.
Good evening, everybody. Can you guys hear me?
That one, I get it. Doesn't break the background. Definitely, loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
My good evening, everyone. My sincere apologies on my. I don't know. Is it 3 weeks? It looks longer than 3 weeks to me anyway. On my absence, I've been, I've been in the winds. I've been in the winds. So basically, but I'm back and I hope to learn. I think I've missed like the first 10 minutes. Nice, so you guys should just continue so that I can catch up.
Yeah. All right. It's awesome to have you, Diamond, on tonight's episode.
Thank you very much.
Awesome to have you. Yeah, so I'll be rounding off quickly. Yeah, with just one more powerful, with one more powerful, powerful lesson to learn from losses. And I think he'll call it a night, and then we'll take suggestion and all of that. Yeah. So I would like that we understand that if you approach losing as learning, this is something I've hammered on the beginning, but I just want to retreat. If you approach losing, you know, as learning, you see that all of your collective experiences, you know, your preparation for the things, or the things that you needed to do to become good at what you are meant to do. I'll break that down. Yeah. See, every time we lose, every time we attempt something and we lose, if we see that as a learning experience in quotes, we see that all these experiences you got are really needed. And things that actually needed, I think that prepared you, to become good at what you are meant to become good at. Yeah. The truth is, if you quit too soon, you will never reach this realization. So this realization is something we reach when we, this realization is something we have when we reach that point, and then we look back and say, oh wow. So all these failures, all these mistakes I've been making, all of these things were just preparing me for this, expected end. So understand that losing is a pathway which leads to, the pathway that leads to success. Understand that losing. That's why I titled this episode that losses are lessons. So, Losses are way more than just mere failures, or mere downfalls. No, losses are lessons. There's so much to be learned every time we lose. All right. So that's where we'll wrap it up for tonight. That's where I'll wrap it up for tonight. Yeah. I know this conversation is still going to go on and on and on. So let's have Bernard here. I'm done with my part here talking. We've been talking for almost 40 minutes right now. So we'll have Bernard here. Bernard is raising his hand. Before I unmute Bernard, I would just love to say I would love to publicly appreciate Bernard. Yeah, Bernard is like one of the most active contributors or participants, on the imprint. Yeah, he's always ready to share stuff on Instagram, comment, tweet. Did I say tweet? No, imprint is not on Twitter yet. Sorry about that. He's always the first to like, comment, share, post on his videos and all of that. And I do not take you for granted, Bernard. Trust me, I do not take your activity for granted. Yeah. No worry, very soon everyone will be rewarded. So Bernard, you can speak now. The floor is yours. I've unmuted you, so please go ahead and make your point.
Good evening, boss. Good evening, everybody. So I have a question. Question I have is a lot of people, like when I look at, okay, this, they were great people, like big people. When they fail, like when they fall, like they fall always massive, and add that to even get up than not somebody that is just starting. So I'm just in mind, like, why is that? It's always people, like most people, just get depressed, then they enter old age, they die, or they just get depressed. So they are like, there's constant difference that, okay, for them to get back up is always difficult. Like, is that they are not learning from their mistake, or they are greedy? So I just want to like hear your insights on that.
Okay. I want to understand your question first. Now, this question you're asking, is it in relation to people who have made it big, or just people like us here that are still trying to struggle? Is it that when we fall, we get depressed? Or you're talking about people that have made it big? Yeah, I want to get your question. I didn't really get your question. I got the question, but people, I want to know people that have what?
That have made it big.
Oh, can you give an example of someone who made it big that fell and then went into depression and all of that? So I'll have a contextual understanding.
So like, there is this man in our area, like he was actually ready, like he did things like people podcast. So like after 1 year like this, like everything just started disappearing, started selling everything. So they were like, where is this money going to? Before we knew, this man is already down. So for him to get back up, like he wasn't able to get back. Depression later killed him. So something like that.
All right. I'll address your question. Thank you. I understand your question now. But before I address your question, I think Helen's raising her hand. Helen, quickly, just type in the chat box. Do you want to answer Bernard's question, or you want to make another contribution here? You want to answer Bernard's question? You want to make another contribution? Okay, we also have the CEO of the big markets here, the CEO of Seventh, Niger Trends himself, Akonde Bezos. Omoniyi Akande Pelomi. So awesome to have you here, Chief. And please just give me a moment. Let's hear from Helen. Or should I answer Bernard's question? Let me answer Bernard's question. Yeah. Quickly, I'm not going to waste time. I'll say yes, the person did not learn from his losses. Because trust me, before that big loss came, okay. Okay, Helen wants to answer his question, but please let me just speak quickly. Then we'll hear from you, and then the conversation will keep on going. So before that big loss came, I'm very sure that there were small losses that were happening, over and over and over again that led to that final one that he did not learn from. Yeah. And the truth is that when people have this assumption, yeah, that wealth will always keep coming. Yeah, there'll be times when there'll be no income for a while. The structures they have built in place to sustain you during those periods, yeah, during those raining periods in quotes, yeah, is actually what will make you, survive those hard times. Yeah, like me now, a lot of people have this assumption that yes, fortune has money or fortune is all right and all of that. Yeah, fine, I'm all right to some extent. Yeah, I do not ask people for money. I do not, I'm doing fine for myself right now. But the truth is, there are times when things actually go bad. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, there are times when it's not as if things go bad, like there's really nothing, but things just go below regular. Probably I've put in some money into some investment. I don't have cash at the moment to spend, and then there's no income. Probably I planned for some income and it didn't actually come. Yeah. At this time, what keep me going? The things that keep me going are the things that are built, already to keep me going for times like that, because I know that times like that will come, and they have come so many times. They've come so many times, but how I was able to sustain through is what actually he asked like a stop loss here in trading. I don't know, I like to relate everything to trading, but if you understand the concept of stop loss, stop losses are used so that whenever you are trying to lose money, yeah, it takes you out automatically of the market. Yeah. So that's why we say stop losses and all that. So we understand that for him to happen, this is not really about losses. I believe it's about the structures he put in place. Yeah, to avoid big downfalls. Probably losses were happening, but it was not learning from them. It was not learning until the big one eventually happened. Yeah. And then boom. It became obvious to everyone. That's why we need to be intentional about the structures we put in place. Yeah. When building wealth, when building growth. Yeah. Ferik said something 2 weeks ago. Let me make reference to that. Just give me a moment while I scroll up to get that. Yeah. Shegwa Winnie, he said something. He said something about 2 weeks ago on episode 9. Let me make reference to that in a moment. That didn't make so much sense. I don't know why I cannot find it. It should be on this channel here. Okay. But he said something like, you go from being poor to being stable, and from being stable to being okay, then from being okay to being rich, and then from being rich to being wealthy. Yeah. That was in that context. Yeah. The what I want to point out is that before you actually go from this stage, there are things you actually need to do. It's just like when you're trying to build a staircase. What happened before you can build the next step? The previous step must have been in place and must have been solid, and then you keep on going on and on. Even building aside, when you're climbing a staircase, you make sure your ground, your leg is strongly firm on one case before you head on to the other case. Just like that. So you see. Well, there's way more to wealth building than all of this. We must understand that. I'm going to believe that there were times when losses came, small losses came, but he didn't actually keep them in check until the big one eventually happened. Because nothing just happens once. Yeah. But the thing is, it happens to a lot of people. Yeah, and they get back up. Yeah, them getting back up is also as a result of the lesson they learned when they're falling, or the structures they put in place. So it is all about lessons and structures and all of that. And structures are only in place when you learn lessons. It's when you learn lessons that you now go, oh, this is the right way to go. That's the right way to go. Yeah. So let's have Helen. Helen. I think Helen is still here. Before I even unmute Helen, yeah, Helen is also a very active member of the imprint, but she has been inactive for a while, maybe about 3 weeks and all. But I believe she's been okay. I think I reached out one of these. But Helen, please unmute yourself. Yeah, let's hear from you. It's awesome to have you on tonight's episode.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, good evening, Helen. It's nice to have you.
I'm very, very been inactive for a while now.
Very nice.
Okay, so I wanted to answer to Bernard. Bernard's question.
Question.
So, like you rightly said, it's possible that he ignored some that he got before the big loss or before the big fall.
Yeah.
Then again, another thing that would have pushed him, that would have been a possible cause of him being in depression, was fear of starting all over.
Yes.
You see, starting afresh is a very big thing that not everybody has the courage to do. So starting afresh feels like starting life all over. Like, a lot of people cannot go through with it. You know, the fear of, okay, what if I start a little while and then there's nothing to turn to? So a lot of people just prefer to, you know, hide themselves in the shell and
even the fear of what
continue to be depressed and all. So, exactly. So I feel like for that man to have been depressed to that extent, maybe he possibly ignored signs of small losses that came, and then again he hit that all over. So I think that's why his depression came or something. I hope that answers you, Bernard.
Yeah, thank you very much for your contribution, Helen. Thank you so much. Yeah, I do not take you for granted. Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice to have you on tonight's episode again. Where is Akonde? Yeah, CEO of the big market. All right, I think he probably had to attend to other things. Yeah, I see there's so much fun going on in the chat section, so much fun going on. I don't know. Yeah, Tohib said something. Said, I think Bernard's question answer is that we can make mistakes over and over and over again. They just have to be different mistakes. We shouldn't repeat the same mistake exactly. But that man or more, maybe it was something else. Yeah, Tohib, I'd like to hear from you. Yeah. What do you think it was? It's awesome. It's awesome to see that passionate for trend wasn't a big boy, but if deep day, my guy is still on corner or more. My bro, I got his humble, man. I got humble. He said at that time they take book serious. Oh man. It be things. Like this moment now, the way they read now, they say I don't get a future. But it's what it is, yeah. So Tohib, yeah, let's hear from you. It's awesome to have Tohib on tonight's episode. Yeah, awesome to have you. Tohib is a very active member too. Very active member of the imprint, yeah. So please go ahead, Tohib. Let's hear from you. What do you think was the problem with that man? Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Definitely loud and clear.
Yep. All right. So with respect to Bernard's question, it's actually very relative. I don't think we can give it people who get depressed for different reasons, and people lose what they have for different reasons. But what I think is when someone loses something and it's like you lose everything, let's say everything, all gone.
Goes down zero.
Actually need somebody. We cannot, I don't think there is anybody that has the mental strength to actually shove it aside and just go on like that. It's very difficult to manage alone. Very, very difficult, because I can understand how it feels. It's not easy something at all.
You're right. And that's why we can refer to that episode 2, where we talk about relationship currency. Yeah, this is the networks you build at that point when you were at that level. Actually, you know, I think I mentioned something like that, because failing is not inevitable. Yeah, falling is not inevitable. It can happen to anybody, but it is what you build. Yeah, imagine. I remember clearly. I even gave an example of a movie, where Dwayne Johnson was and then Kevin Hart was, and then they jumped from a building and then landed on the floor. Yeah. Why were they able to have a soft landing? Because trampolines were set there and all of that, soft bed and all of that, to soften their landing. Of course, they failed there, but when they failed, they were able to get back again. Why? Because of what was on ground for them. You know, relate that to when we fall in life, when we fall in both, you know, in finances, in different things, how we get back up is because it's based on the connections we built, you know. And those forms, or those trampolines or whatever they fell on, they were not placed there by them, but they were placed there by other people who didn't want them to die from falling. Yeah, so you see, it goes a long way. It goes, everything is intertwined. Yeah, all the topics we've talked about are intertwined, from the money mindset, relationship, currency, to purpose, you know, to the process, and all of that, down to goal setting, question everything, and now losses. Yeah, handling losses, how the losses are less. Yeah, they're all intertwined, and there are stories, there are lessons to learn from each and every one of them. So you see, relationship currency, like Toyin mentioned, is a very, very important, very, very important thing to, you know, that's why when we are building, yeah, we not only build ourselves, yeah, we build others with us. Yeah. Although it might be difficult, yeah, but always, always, always consider that, because there will definitely be a time when you need someone's help. Nobody can work on this, nobody's an island, like they always say. So Damon said he wants to say something, so please, Damon, go ahead and unmute yourself, yeah. The floor is yours, you're a speaker, so you can always unmute yourself anytime.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think failure can happen to different people in different contexts. So
yeah,
it's difficult to give a generalized format for what could be a cause of a person's failure. We can only just assume that we could have so and so reasons which were unattended to. But I think that if we want to consider people who have had success, you know, eventually what happens is we only see the output of a person's efforts. We don't see the inputs. I was watching Sabinus on Z Channels, him and Ebuka today, and he said something about people not knowing what the work he puts in to do online comedy before they see the skits. Like before he posts the skits, they just see the output. So people don't really see the output. We cannot say that Jeff Bezos, for example, or Bill Gates, or whichever big person you want to call, who we all celebrate as people who have done things, we cannot say we are aware of some of their losses are actually out in the public we know of, but we don't know the ones they make day to day or week to week or month to month. We only see their success. Does that mean they don't have certain times of failure? No,
they have
times where they fail. They probably won't say it out, but they do have those times. What I think keeps them going eventually is that they have a keyword, you said when you're talking, they have a structure in place. I think that if you have a structure in place, it helps you to recover from your losses. I'm not talking about I'm talking about them just structure in terms of maybe financial structure, all-round structure, social structure, emotional structure, spiritual structure. Yes, so I think structure is actually very important. If I don't know how to, if we were to put two people on a scale and we let those two people go to zero in terms of failure, the person who is going to come back better or probably even faster is the person who we are able to give a certain measure of structure. So if, for example, the person goes to zero, he has one or two people to share with who possibly might be able to, I said possibly because we live in a very wicked world, might be able to advise such a person and probably give the person one or two ideas. So if you don't have somebody to talk to, you might probably not be able to get that spark of ideas that, oh, I can do this thing this way, maybe I would not have to feel like the way I feel that way. If there's no financial structure, let's say something to fall back on when things have gone to zero, it definitely, you cannot do anything. You have a business and the business collapsed and you don't have something behind to fall back to. Are you going to, except maybe you want to go and take loans, and that's like owing for a business you are trying to start afresh. So spiritual structure too, you are not connected with your maker, your creator. There's so much, but I just believe that structure is very, very key in helping to, I would say, reduce the effects of failure.
All right. Thank you very much, Damon, for your awesome contribution here. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, you see, this I think this is like one of the best sessions so far. Yeah, how that we've learned a lot of things, you know, from each other, how that we've seen that losses, you know, are way more are way beyond what we see them as. Yeah, losses are not just the thing you see outside. Yeah, these big people we claim to, you know, emulate, or we claim to long to be after. You know, losses they make in the hidden that they don't talk about. Yeah, how they handle them, how they you know take them in. You know, like I said, yeah, the average human is wired to see emotional pain and suffering. Yeah, but some people have now gotten used to it and they've been rewired that they now see it as learning. Yeah, and when they feel pain from losses, yeah, they direct that energy to learning from those losses. Yeah, you know, we've talked about a lot of things. So if you're just joining the tonight's episode, yeah, do make sure you go back, you know, because this regular section will be dropped tomorrow morning. Make sure you go back and listen from the beginning so you have, you know, understand the flow of thought, you know, and all of that. Ife Oluwa was raising up his or hand. I don't know if it's a male or a female. Raising up hand. Are you still willing to speak? If you are, just raise your hand again so I can go ahead and unmute you. Or I would like to believe it was a mistake. Yeah. All right. So let's say that was a mistake. I'd love to believe that was a mistake. Ben, I just mentioned something. Yeah, he said Kuda overdraft. Honestly, Kuda overdraft is a lifesaver, man. That's a very good structure. Yeah, I'm not saying you guys should go and take loans or stuff. Yeah, no. But yeah, that's it. And AY joined about 10-15 minutes ago, and he has been very quiet since he joined, very silent. But AY is also one of the speakers of the imprint. Yeah, he handled the staying above the water section, just the section we had before the new year, where he talked about, you know, things we can do in terms of economic hardship. And I must say, to be honest, I've learned a lot of things, you know, from the things you mentioned. I mean, the country has become harder, obviously. The economy is not getting better. And I applied some strategies you talked about, and I must say that they've been working well for me. Yeah, thank you so much, Ayo. I would love to hear from you. You know, what is your thought? What's your thoughts, your take on this, the whole failure thing, the whole losses, handling loss and all of that? What do you think? Just go ahead and unmute yourself.
Good evening, guys.
Anytime you come, we'll stop. I'll always say to you.
I came late, so I was actually at a program, so I just came in. So I just even checked Telegram and I saw that the program was still on, so I joined. That's why I've been quiet, yeah. Actually. I'm just trying to learn and understand what's going on, because I actually had the mind of being in today's program since you posted the title, but
yeah.
I was late at the meeting I went to.
Oh, that's understandable.
I think I will actually need to download the session and just listen.
All right.
Have been shared, but today with what I've been hearing so far, this is definitely heavy. And I think what I'm going on with from what everybody has said is that losses is a normal part of our existence.
Yeah, it's and part when of the process.
We should not take them too personal, and we should always look for a way to bounce back from it. That's just that about that. I will have to catch up on what has been said. Today has been good.
All right, no problem. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ayo, for your awesome contribution. Yeah, it's nice to know that everybody has learned something. Everybody, yeah. And I sincerely appreciate every single one of you, you know, for constantly attending, you know, the imprint. Yeah, you know, we have Latif here, we have Bernard, Isaiah, Toib, Helen, Maxwell, Crypto Knights, Paul, Koladi, Tony, Jasper, Ayomide, Felua, Diamond, Ayo, and a whole lot, yeah, a whole lot. I cannot mention everybody. It was awesome to have everyone over here. I think this is where we draw the curtain for tonight. I see the comment section was really, really engaging, you know. Everybody was making the point, you know, hitting the wisdom notes and all of that. And I must say I'm really, really excited about this. Thank you guys so much for joining tonight's episode. Yeah. It's funny that someone is just joining here, but it is what it is. Please do well to download the recorded section of this episode, you know, to catch up with us from the beginning. Also, you can have access other episodes on, you know, the media section of this channel. That aside, yeah, very soon in April, the imprint will be upgrading, yeah. we'll be on Telegram, obviously, but we'll now have a recorded session on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So prepare for that in April. We'll have that coming through. Please follow us on our social media platforms. Please, I'm not seeing the engagements we're having here now. If we are having at least 50% of that on our Instagram, yeah, we'll be far beyond where we are. When we started from zero, yeah, but now we are on 150 followers, which is very encouraging. But please, we can do more. We can do more. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for staying by. Thank you so much, so much. I do not take it for granted. This is episode 11. Yeah, we still have a long way to go. A very long way to go. Yeah. Thank you all so much once again for joining us here. Signing out for tonight. Enjoy the rest of your week. Good night.